Hello, thank you for calling the Depot Provera Helpline. My name is Harold. Can I ask for the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Harold. I have a new claimant for her Depo-Vera injury claim, and the name of the claimant is Kevnisha Cease.
Alrighty, thank you.
You're welcome. Kevnisha, I have Mr. Harold on the line for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Kevnisha. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, sir?
I can't complain. Can't complain at all. Woke up. Next week are the holidays, so I don't have any
Right.
Complaint.
That's a good thing about it.
Yep. Almost got to the new year, you know, so, no complaints. No complaints. But my name is Harold. I'll be able to help you out here. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And then I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim already?
No, depends on how, you know, you guys talk. I won't file. I'll just continue to go with you guys.
Okay. Well, we can definitely see what we could do for you now. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents already?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And now you are a resident of the United States, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. And now, let me ask you, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo-Provera Valise a year?
Yes, after. Yes, sir.
When did you start using Depo-Provera?
I started using it in June of 2019.
When would you say you stopped using it?
You say, when did I start using it?
Stop.
September 2023, I have my OBGYN notes pull up so I can give you the exact dates and stuff.
Okay. As long as, I mean, the, you know, estimates are completely fine. So that's good there. Let me ask you, did you use the name brand or was it the generic version?
I think it was a name brand. I don't know the name, though.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. And let me ask you this. Can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections in 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in October the 9th of 2023. Like a month after I was diagnosed with it. Like a month after September, so October.
About October. No worries. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And if you can give my information out, you know, to them, that'll help me a lot. We're trying to help as many people as we can, you know. And could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then you spell your name Kevnisha.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name is a Cease, Cease.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then I do have your email address being kevnishadaniel3@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then your phone number, 803-229-7502.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your property address?
2645 Stern Drive, Sumter, South Carolina, 29150.
Is that in Sumter County?
Yes.
Okay. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
I went to Trident. Trident in North Charleston. I'll never forget my diagnosis. It was terrible.
What happened?
They diagnosed me with a brain tumor. I had surgery. I was in the hospital like 7 to 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just getting surgeries and everything like that. Did they have to do like immediate surgery for you?
Yes.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
And when I saw this online, I was telling my mom, I'm like, Mama, I probably need to go talk to a lawyer. And then I saw an ad online. I just fill it out. And that's when you guys started calling.
Gotcha. Okay. So you just saw this all recently. I mean, because you got diagnosed and everything recently. So everything for you is very recent, huh?
It's fresh. And then, like, I still have the headache. So I was like, I don't know if I want to call people because, you know, there's so many scams out now. So I don't know. I was like, I don't know if I want to call people and really give them my information or speak with the lawyer. But I had, when my attorney that I deal with, when she found out about it, she called me and was like, I remember you being in the hospital for that. You should come. And I'm like, I'm going to see, you know, what this ad is talking about first. And you guys gave me a call.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty. Do you remember the doctor's name who diagnosed you?
Yes, Byron Barely diagnosed me.
What was the last name?
Barely, Bailey.
Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with any prior cancer prior to you being diagnosed with meningioma?
No, sir.
Never? Okay. Okay. And let me ask you, do you have your medical records with you, or are they at the hospital?
I can get them from the hospital.
Okay. Alrighty. And now I do request an emergency contact. And by the way, we are just about done here. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Joy. Joybruch.
Joybruch.
Joy.
Okay. And the relationship?
That's my mother.
Mother. And her phone number?
803. Y'all won't contact her and put her in my business, right?
No. No.
Okay. 803-707-9666.
Okay. Give me one moment here.
So is all of this real, like we're receiving the money and stuff?
All of this is absolutely real. So what we do here, the company I work for is Mass Tort Strategies. And what a mass tort is basically it's a bigger class action lawsuit, right? So, you know, you get a class action lawsuit, basically, and they're the same thing in the sense of, right, we're going at a manufacturer, right, because of, you know, bad product. Basically, right? And so the difference between, you know, the mass tort and a class action, with the mass tort, you're going to have one lawyer kind of working on your case, right? And then on top of that, it is the payout that's different. Mass torts is on a way bigger scale in terms of payout. Class action lawsuits, you might get like $10, right, $100. I don't know if you've ever been a part of one, but you might get like $10, $100, you know, something like that. But mass torts, you get, you know, thousands of dollars. Now it is a case-by-case thing, right? And so that's kind of where everything kind of ties together in terms of the lawyer and getting medical records and making sure that everything is accurate. That way, you know, we can represent you the best way, you know, they can and actually get you the money. But yes, everyone's, you know, there's different lawsuits out there as well. That people have been getting paid out. I don't know if you've heard of it. There's a hair relaxer lawsuit. There's
She just got a hair relaxer lawsuit.
She did? Yeah, so we do the hair relaxer. I don't know if you heard of NEC, the baby formula lawsuit. You know, we do that as well, right? We help people out with that as well. So there's a lot of lawsuits, yeah. It's just a matter of people actually hearing about them, right, and actually talking to someone. You know, for them to actually, you know, see that it is real. But yes, this is actually a real thing. And then I'm going to send you the documents right now. I do need your date of birth and at least the last four of your social. So I'll start with the date of birth.
Okay. 08/26/98.
08/26/98. Mine is 8/23/99. So we're just right there. Right there close.
Oh, okay.
And then can I go ahead and get the last four of your social as well?
2965405. 2196.
Perfect. All right, let me go ahead and verify this information. Make sure my spelling is accurate. So when I send this over to you, I send this over to the law firm, right? It's accurate. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. Now, you are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed October 9th, 2023. Your date of birth is 8/26/1998. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. You did use the name brand. You did use Depo for at least 1 year. You did have at least four shots. You did use it between January 1992 and through the present date. You started in 2019, stopped in 2023. You spell your name KEVNESHIA, last name SEASE. Last four of your social, 2916. Email address kevneshiadaniel3@gmail.com. Your phone number, 803-229-7502. And then your address, 2645 Stern Drive in Sumter, South Carolina, 29150. And then you were diagnosed by Dr. Bailey at the Trident Medical Center, 9330 Medical Plaza Drive, North Charleston, South Carolina. And then we have Joy, your mother here, as the emergency contact, 803-707-9666. Did that all sound correct to you?
Uh-huh.
All righty. Let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign now. It's going to go to your email as well as your text messages.
So how much will I know how much that I'm qualified for?
So that's something that when you talk to the attorneys, they'll be able to let you know a little bit more in detail, right? Like I said, this is a case-by-case type of thing. What I would recommend, just because they don't, like, I can't really tell you kind of what some people are getting, what I would recommend is Google kind of the average payout for Depo-Provera. And that'll kind of let you know as well, you know, kind of what you can expect. But once you talk to the attorneys, and the attorneys are going to call you in about 7 days, once I get the documents back from you, they'll be able to actually, oh, I actually just got them back. Cool. So I'll be able to send these up to the law firm now. And so how this is going to work, once the law firm receives this, they'll be able to call you in 7 days, like I mentioned earlier. They're going to call you, basically verify this information one last time. And then, you know, in that phone call, they'll be able to iron out any details, let you know, all of that information kind of that you're looking for in terms of how long it's going to take for you to receive it, the payment, how much you're going to get, stuff like that.
All right. Thank you.
Give me one moment before I let you go. I do want to send you my information as well as the law firm's information. So you're working with Pulaski Law Group, okay? They're based out of Texas, and they're going to call you from this 909 number here. Give me one moment. And then I just sent you that text, Pulaski Law Group. Harold King, save me in your phone. And so I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I'm in California. And so they're going to call you from that 909 number, okay? So be on the lookout for their phone call. It's going to come within 7 business days, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course. And if you have anything for me, just give me a call. All righty. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.